With us today is Kat Farm, and she works with King Charles and on his favorite charity, and she's in America. Welcome to America, Kat Farm.
Thank you so much, John. It's such a pleasure to be here.
And I understand you're in America now to help raise funds for King Charles's most favorite charity, which is used to be called Prince Charles.
The Prince's Trust, yes, that's
Prince's,
right.
Prince's Trust, now it's going to, has now it changed already to the King's Trust?
Yes, we're just undergoing the change at the moment, but we are the King's Trust, and we've got some pro bono kind of branding to change the look and feel, but we'll be serving young people around the world as we have done for many years.
Is this your first time in America?
No, I've had the pleasure of coming a number of years. So this is probably my 10th trip.
That's wonderful.
And I always find something new to marvel at. So it's a lovely place.
And I understand there's a dinner tonight with some very nice people. And you have a big gala tomorrow. And tell us about the King's Trust, King Charles's Trust. I heard you're in 23 countries.
Yes, so actually 23, almost 25 countries now, John. So we were set up back in 1976 by the then Prince of Wales, now King Charles III. And we were set up to give young people a chance to fulfill better futures and brighter futures. And we have a portfolio of programs that we deliver around the world now and have been operating internationally for the last nearly 10 years. And it's great pleasure to be able to work with young people and give them a better chance in life when there's so many factors going against them.
I understand. I work with children here in the United States, and I look forward to working with you in the international. Are those countries that were part of the British Empire at one time?
So they're mainly within the Commonwealth, but not entirely. So we take an approach of where there is a need for our programs and where there's a need for young people, we're really led by that need. And where there's an opportunity for us to deliver our programs in partnership, then we go there to be there for young people.
I understand there's been an announcement that King Charles has resumed some of his duties.
I believe so. So we're really, our thoughts have been with him for a number of months now as he's getting back to strength, and I believe he's back to duties this week, which is very positive and obviously makes us very happy.
Well, that's positive news, and we end our radio show every night and we say God save the King.
And John, we're approaching some very important anniversaries at the King's Trust Group. So we have been operating for nearly 10 years next year, so it's a big 10-year anniversary. And in 2026, we'll actually have been operating for 50 years, including our operations in the UK. So it's a very special time for us.
Well, I look forward to working with you, and WABC is looking forward to working with you. And thank you so much for coming to New York. And I look forward to spending time with you.
Thank you so much, John. We're really grateful. You.